Jesus is coming, right? I'm sure that all of us are anticipating the celebration tomorrow of the coming of Jesus. And certainly it is. It is a wonderful season. I mean, the families get together, that we have gifts, we have feasts, if you will, we have the dinners and things like that, and it's just a joyful time. Even the world sees enough of it to call it a joyful season, a season of generosity, a season of giving. And certainly it's appropriate for us, I think, to not only to celebrate the coming of Jesus, but to anticipate it that way. But we're reminded then, of course, that Jesus has come. He has come. He has come, as the scripture says, to do the Father's will, and he comes to us still. We celebrate his incarnation, if you will, because really that's what we call that, the feast of the incarnation. What we're remembering is that Jesus, of course, in the person of, you know, as one of the three persons of the Trinity, Jesus has always existed, of course. He exists from all eternity. That's what John says at the beginning of his gospel. And we remember that, but we also remember that to fulfill God's plan to, if you will, repair the breach of original sin, he came as one like us in all things but sin. He became, the Word became flesh, as John says. Incarnated, that's what incarnation means. So it's really the feast of Jesus taking on our human nature for the purpose of forgiving our sins. Because as Jesus says, you know, who can forgive sins but God alone? Well, that's true. But as Jesus, he can, because he is man, human, and he is divine, both. Both 100%, if you will. Not half and half. They're both 100%. And so we do celebrate that. It is a wonderful thing to celebrate. But Jesus, as I say, he still comes to us. He comes to us he continues, of course, he will return in the way that he will return, you know, to finally establish his kingdom in its fullness. But he also continues to come to us. We recognize him a lot of times in people, because we are brothers and sisters of Christ made in his image. And he says, as you do to the least of these, so you do to me. So people, Jesus comes to us in people in the need of help, people that we help, people that help us, and all of that. But he comes to us in a special way, in this sacrament. Well, he works through all the sacraments. He comes to us in all the sacraments. But he especially comes to us in the sacrament of the altar, where he is present. He is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And one thing that we can take from this season of great anticipation, or this day, and especially today, which, you know, the fourth week of Advent was as short as it could get, because, you know, it was, went from like 4 o'clock Saturday to 4 o'clock Sunday, you know, because Christmas was on a Monday. Well, this year it's about as short as it can get. It went from 4 o'clock yesterday to 4 o'clock tomorrow, so it's 2 days. Of course, next year it'll be 3 days, you know. Finally, we'll have a whole full week, and it's going to seem like forever. But this year is very short. But I'm sure especially for the young people, for the children, that even the 24 hours they'll have to wait for Christmas to begin seems like forever. I remember that. Now it seems, of course, like nothing. But but we look forward to it, as I say. But wouldn't it be nice if we could look forward to when Jesus comes to us? look forward to seeing him in other people, to look forward to seeing him in the people we help, the people that help us, other people look forward to meeting him when he comes to us in his word, and especially when he comes to us in the sacrament, and especially this sacrament. Wouldn't it be nice if we could anticipate that? And we could take, you know, John the Baptist, look, in today's reading, John the Baptist begins his mission while he's in the womb. Because remember, his mission was to announce the Christ, to announce the Savior. That's what he did in his baptism. He was calling people back to repentance. He was practicing this baptism of repentance, different from what we have, but it was common then. This baptism of repentance that, he would say, but there is one who is coming that his baptism will be different. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire and all of that. His mission was to announce the coming of Jesus. And he did that to his mother, because his mother went to greet Mary, her cousin, and she said, when Mary greeted her, the infant leaped in her womb, and then she realized the child Mary was carrying was the Messiah, was the Savior. So John leaped with joy at the coming of Jesus, but also announced him. And so, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could, well, maybe we don't necessarily have to leap with joy, depending on how your knees are. I have trouble leaping. I can kind of bounce. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we too could leap with joy whenever Jesus came to us, especially in this sacrament, because this is a sacrament where he gives himself to us. He who is God and human, but God, he who is divine, gives himself to us in this sacrament to forgive our sins, but also to food for us, to be one with us. That's how close he wants to be. So we hope that we too could, whenever we could look for this sacrament especially, but look with the same anticipation as we look to celebrating his incarnation and recognize who we receive. We receive Jesus every time we receive this, and that is certainly something we hope will make us leap with joy as John leapt with joy and announced the coming of his Savior to his mother.